Paul says, I wish that they would be saved. Because in all their religious zeal, they are not Christians. That's what the Word of God is preaching to us right now. That religious people can actually be not Christians. The Jews were all about their view regarding the Messiah. When Jesus didn't match it, Jesus wasn't accepted. In this world, you, follower of Jesus, are not accepted. You're accepted when you do the nice things, if you help a little lady across the street. You're nice, nice little window dressing Christian. But if you stand up for any doctrine in the Bible that contradicts the teaching of the world, you are not accepted. When Jesus stood up and said, I am the Son of God, in the many ways that he implied it and sometimes outright said it, he was not accepted. So the Christian message, in all of its broadband wonder, is not accepted by the world. Even though you may come and you may be there as a Christian, and thank you, we have one of those, the teaching of Christ isn't accepted. But are you preaching Christ, or are you a religious law in the name of religion? Think about that thought. So when you, Christian, go into the world, are you preaching Christ? And what does that mean? Or do you come and you say, I'm a Christian, and God's against you and you and you and that, and he doesn't like that. Okay? Think about this. What is a Christian? What does a Christian stand for? What hill do you die on when you're talking about the Christian faith? Okay? Any of us can be religious people who are anti-Christ in our view of morality. What? What did he just say? Did that make sense? Any of us can be religious people who are actually anti-Christ as we pitch our view of morality. Christ came to do something, and if you come and you're pitching law at people and rules, you've got it wrong. I've got it wrong. And Romans chapter 10 teaches that this morning. What's the deal with that? Paul states clearly that Jewish believers in God, religious people waiting for the return of the Messiah, are not saved. Did you get that from just the one verse that's up there? Because he prays, the longing of my heart and prayer to God is for people of Israel to be saved. I'm here to tell you the longing of my heart and my prayer to God is for the people of Alva Baptist Church to be saved. For the people of Alva to be saved. For the people of Scotland to be saved. Not merely good. Not merely better. Not merely believing in God. But to be saved. How is there a difference? And what does the Bible teach about that? We're here to look at it this morning. Any religious believer can actually be not saved. If it is for the wrong reason that we practice religion, you can miss it.